and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
All over social media, you've been seeing hashtag the Bow Wow Challenge.
I love this. Yeah. I really do.
It really all comes down to perception versus reality.
Yeah, Star 99.9, today's best mix. But he's making money off of this, right? He's got a platform that he's created. Mm-hmm. So
Bow Wow is a semi-famous rapper.
Yeah, he used to be a semi-famous rapper, but he made a ton of money back in the day off his music.
Quote-unquote, made a ton of money.
Sure.
You know, we don't know the truth. You don't know. Everyone always puts forward what they want people to see about them, mm-hmm. but the reality of how much money's in his bank account, we don't know. Nobody actually knows.
Right,
you know?
So the big deal is he takes this photo, posts it up on his social media, Instagram the other day. Private jet, Bentley vehicle, all this stuff, and supposedly he's getting ready to take off from New York, was it?
Yeah, so he's got this new show. He's like the director of it that's coming down in Atlanta. It debuts later this month on mm-hmm. some network I've never heard of. So he makes it sound like he's going on this jet with all this stuff.
Yeah, private charter jet, all that stuff. High rolling. And then what was he on, Southwest? JetBlue?
There was a guy sitting next to him, like a row behind him, that recognized him, went to his Instagram page and was like, what are you, and tweeted, called him out.
Right.
Said, what are you talking about, like, with your jet?
He's here on my flight, right?
You're on my flight. I don't even think he was in first class. I'm not even sure.
So then people started scrolling back through his old posts and they started pointing out all these different instances where he wasn't actually doing what he said he was doing.
Exactly.
And rolling how he was rolling.
It's true. He posted this one picture of another jet that he was supposedly getting on that he literally stole, I think, from the jet's website. Like, from the manufacturer's website.
Oh, it's crazy. But, you know, you said this really isn't that big of a deal. You think, anyway.
It's not that I don't think it's a big of a deal. I just think it's very commonplace in our society now that people always want to project themselves to have more or to seem happier than they really are. And that's, like, a problem. Because in my mind, it's like, who cares? Be who you are.
You've got a friend, right? What were you saying?
Oh, yeah. So I have this one girlfriend. She is constantly posting pictures of her, like, in New York City shopping in Chanel and
nice.
Gucci.
Yeah, big
trying
money.
On Louis Vuittons, all this stuff. But let me tell you something.
Right.
Every time I've seen that girl,
it's
she's never actually bought any of that stuff and walked out the store and took it home.
No.
She just, like, tries it on in the store, Snapchats it, takes pictures on Instagram, posts it on Facebook. Hey, look at my new Chanel bag, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, everybody's got a new Chanel bag until you got to pay for it and walk out the door with it. I saw her the other day.
Tarjay, right?
Right, Tarjay. Like, something. It's like, why? Why do you do that? Like,
well,
what emotional satisfaction do you get from that?
Well, I think it's a human reaction thing. But imagine if other people embellishing. Like, you know, Tom Brady doesn't actually live behind a moat with a 7-foot model where he just has beautiful children in a castle.
He lives in a 1970s ranch.
Right. Or P. Diddy doesn't own 3 yachts that are over 300 feet long. He's got like a 12-foot bass boat.
Right. And a pontoon that he takes out.
go fishing in the afternoon when nobody's paying attention.
Oh, man.
No capes. Doesn't own any capes in reality.
Capes. Right. No, not at all. He doesn't. All that bling, you see that? It looks like so much diamonds. You know what that is? Cubic zirconias. Yeah.